This week marks 100 years since the world faced its first global conflict. It was a war that would engulf countries on multiple continents. Yet ask someone why it began, and you'll get a multitude of answers, and many could be correct. We look back at World War I on this edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
It's hard to pinpoint just one cause of the World War that began in 1914. There was simply so much taking place around the globe, things were bound to ignite.
There is a war going on in the Balkans. There are colonial peoples who are basically finding out that they have a voice. There's a revolution occurring in China. There is an ongoing war in the Philippines.
Doran Cart is senior curator at the National World War I Museum in Kansas City.
There is this friendly competition between relatives. If you look at the monarchs and the leaders of Europe at the time, many of them were directly related to Queen Victoria of England. The Tsar of Russia and the King of England are cousins, and they're cousins with Kaiser Wilhelm II of Germany.
And those family ties began to produce rivalries to be settled on the battlefield.
So when they combine all these things together, you really create a tinderbox atmosphere. While none of these things directly start World War I, they're all contributing factors.
And perhaps one more factor that would help ignite the war.
There is a great feeling of nationalism in some places, and especially among people in Bosnia who are basically choking under the weight of the Austro-Hungarian Empire annexation.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.